This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
This is the most important year in the history of the Houston Texans. Landry Locker, John Lopez. I'll tell you why on the back end, but it is the slowest sports day of the year, according to some. I don't know. Astros got the stage to themselves. Texans 2 weeks away from camp. Not sure I agree with that, but because there is a perception of that, we're throwing out random takes, and I'm going to give you my random take of the segment. We've already provided you with plenty of gems. You can follow those at Lopez on Sports. My take right now, and yes, I know I put ranch on my steak, so go ahead and save that. Come up with some new material when I give you this food wisdom. If you're over the age of 4 years old, you should not judge a Mexican restaurant by their queso. If you want to judge it by the salsa, you can do that. But your reason for going to a Mexican restaurant should never have anything to do with the queso unless you're under the age of 4 years old. And if that is your mindset, go ahead and get some crowns and a placemat to scribble on, because that's a pathetic mindset to have. You never judge a Mexican restaurant by queso.
I'm with you 100%. Now, salsa...
Yes, salsa,
that's
yes.
That's a skill.
Salsa, yes. Queso is something that...
You can open a can.
I don't even order... queso's okay, but...
But they have great chips and queso.
Chips and salsa is the way to go. You should never judge a Mexican restaurant by queso. 713-572-4610. I think this is the most important season in the history of the Houston Texans organization. And let me just lay out the reasons why, John Lopez. Number one, your coach needs to take that next step. Your coach, Bill O'Brien, needs to take that next step. 1-3 in the playoffs, 42-38 overall. We think the Texans, based on what Cal McNair did, firing Brian Gain, are trying to take that next step. So you need to evaluate your coach. The other most important position in football, are the coach and quarterback are the two most important things. Your quarterback is heading into year three, and he's going to be your franchise quarterback. You need to see him take that next step. You need to see him see blitzers early before he says hut. You need to see him get rid of the ball more. You need to see him show that he can stay on the field for consecutive seasons. That's important. So the two most important things in football, quarterback and coach, they're in pivotal years. You also have a new structure of an organization. You heard John McClain tell us for a while about the structure of the organization without Brian Gain. So you're basically evaluating that. That's another reason it's important. And the other teams in your division have gotten much better, and this is arguably the best division in football. So you need all of these things, GM, coach, quarterback, you need them to take that next step and show that they're going to be foundation pieces moving forward, regardless of what your situation is in your division. But that only increases when you look at the other three teams in the division and how much better they've gotten over the last few years. This is the most important year in the history of the Houston Texans.
I wouldn't disagree. Certainly for individuals. Bill O'Brien, I mean, he'll work again, but your job as head coach of the Houston Texans is on the line. You're going into year three with Deshaun Watson. Plenty of time, but you want him really learning another system and having to kick the, to go another year without making a lot of noise in the postseason. And with no general manager, you're going to have, who's in charge, what's going on, how are we moving forward, who's got the final say, and before you take it to Cal McNair. And see, I think that's a key thing here. In such an important year that I think we all agree, maybe one of the, if not the most important year for the Texans organization, everybody, and McClain has done this, and I asked him, and he said they would just kind of take it in unison or whatever, but it's a little bizarre to me. In such an important year, there's not one guy, as much as Cal McNair has final say, who determines what to take to Cal McNair? Who when you're meeting with, all these scouts, Bazergen and obviously, Bill O'Brien and all these other people, who decides, all right, this is what we're going to decide to argue about we can't decide, let's take it to Cal McNair. Who decides that? It's a bad year not to have a general manager. I don't care if it's a test. It's a trial. You're trying to see if this works out in an important year as this.
But sometimes isn't a trial more productive than, you know, just hiring someone to hire someone?
Sure, and sometimes
you got to take two steps back to take four steps forward.
Yes.
And I think that's what the Texans are doing right now.
And I think the equal likelihood, I'm not going to say more, but the equal likelihood that it blows up in your face. How many teams don't have a general manager right now? One. You know, I mean, yeah, it could be, hey, this thing worked. Or it could be kaboom. You know, I mean, this thing is just not working in such an important year as this.
But that could be the case anyway, if you hire the wrong guy, you know. So I think it's a risk regardless. But I just think because you have these question marks about your GM, because you have the question marks about your QB, because you have these question marks about your coach, I think those are the three most important things in football. And that's why as this season unfolds and we see the Texans week to week, the coach is under a microscope, quarterback's under a microscope, and the whole front office is under a microscope, I don't feel like that's always been the case. I feel like there's been a feeling, I don't want to say of complacency, but there's been a feeling of safety. And Brian Gain can basically tread water, and he can take his time, and he doesn't have to bring in guys. And it's basically a drawn-out process. The process is still going on, but the magnitude, the evaluation, the microscope is much bigger on Bill O'Brien and Deshaun Watson. And I don't think you can minimize just how huge this year is. I think when we look back at the Deshaun Watson era, we're going to look back and he's going to be here regardless. We know we know 100% that he's going to be here regardless. So we know that's going to happen. But is Bill O'Brien going to be a part of it? Is the GM going to be a part of that? That's something that we're going to have to keep an eye on, and that's why this season is so important.
I just think the confidence level as an organization would be higher if you had a general manager right now. I go back to that. I wish I could tell. I could remember. I'll look it up and give them credit. I want to say it was Layla Rahimi used this example when this story about the Texans not having, you know, going forward this entire year without a general manager officially came out. I think she put it, it's like four different people ordering a pizza. You're going to get four different pizzas. So how do you determine what to order?
You talk. I mean, you've been at a party.
No, I understand that. But who ultimately says, okay, that's what we're going with? It's usually the host of the party. You know, that would be the general manager in this analogy.
But I've been in situations where, you know, you and that's something that I think third graders can relate to that when you have the pizza party on Friday night. Usually you talk it out, right? Like you talk it out and you make a case.
Someone ultimately says, okay, this is what we're doing and I'm picking up the phone. Look, it's just an example. I'm not saying we're not going to talk
about it. It's not a bad example.
No, it's not. I think it's a good one. And I want to give the right person credit. I think it was Layla. Anyway, so that's where I'm going. You're going forward to this season, you know, ordering four different pizzas, five different pizzas, whatever it is. Who's going to make the call? That's a little bit dicey right there. It really is.
But I also think it increases the overall long-term stability of your organization. I know people look at this and they say it's unstable because it's a unique situation and not many people have it. But I think this, the guys that you already have in that organization, and we talked about this yesterday in the pre-show. We've talked about, you know, there's a lot of businesses, there's a lot of companies, there's a lot of organizations where they have just too many people. And it seems like a lot of times when you have too many people, they're basically just trying to justify their role. And a lot of times they're really not doing much, but there's a lot of fake hustle that goes on.
Yes.
You can't do that with the Houston Texans anymore. When there's not a GM and Cal McNair shows that he's willing to fire a GM when he did a few weeks ago on a Friday, when you do that, whether it's Matt Bazargan, whether it's Jack Easterby, whether it's anybody in that building, even Bill O'Brien, you got to take note of that and you got to realize that I've got to do more. I've got to show that I am part of this long-term structure because let's be honest, if Cal McNair decides and if Jack Easterby decides they want to bring in a different general manager, all the guys that are there right now on this quote-unquote trial run or whatever it is, this evaluation period in 2019, you could be out of a job very quickly. I like that everyone out there at NRG is put on notice. I think this is the highest amount of accountability this organization has had in a long time.
I do like that.
And you've been starving, John Lopez. You've been starving for a long time as someone who's covered this team since they came into fruition.
I always say,
you've been starving.
It's okay to demand more.
What are the three worst words that we hear every time we come on the air, whenever the Texans come up short, whenever they fail, whenever they don't reach the expectations that all fans have? Same old Texans.
Yeah.
Not the case anymore.
No, these aren't your same old Texans.
These aren't your same old Texans.
I like that aspect of it. And I'm not saying it's not going to work. I'm saying it's a big roll of the dice in such an important year that you laid out, you know, to all of a sudden say, you know what, we're going to, this is such an important year, we're going to play it without a general manager.
But would you rather do that, or would you rather just sit there?
I'd rather have a general manager. But there is an option three.
But you don't want to hire a general manager just to hire a general manager. What if these guys know what they're doing, and what if this is the structure we look at 5 years from now?
Well,
and
then
say,
name,
you know what, that
one
was
of
right.
These guys.
Matt Bazergin.
Or Easterby. Give me a name. So who's going to be making final say here? It can't be Cal McNair, because that's a cop-out. Of course, he has some final say on everything, but someone's got to take it to him, right? Take this decision, this roster cut, this acquisition, this decision, you know, on a contract,
Bazergin.
This trade.
Bazergin's in charge of, like, player personnel. He's
sure?
going to evaluate. He's going to be the guy that come in there and
I'm
he's
not
going
sure.
to be the
Are
one to
sure?
lay it out there. I'm pretty sure.
Well, I'm pretty sure it's not sure.
I'm about 99% sure that Matt Bazergin is going
to
be the
guy. I
think
it happens to be Easterby, but it's hard to go into
So you think that Jack Easterby is looking at tape and saying, I like this guy?
But I'm saying, who's making the final call?
He's probably overseeing it. I would say that. But look, it's a unique structure, but it's an exciting structure. And the thing that I'm most excited about with this structure is it's not the same damn thing. It's not.
Yes. Now I do like that.
We're not going to have any more of this. And I think everyone knows this. I think Cal McNair basically said as much in his statement. We're not going to have this going up to the podium and hanging our hat on division titles anymore. Mm-hmm. That's not what's going to be the case here. The standard is a lot higher. And for nearly two decades, the Houston Texans, we did the exercise, have been more successful than maybe seven teams in all of the NFL in the 18 or 17 years that they've been in existence. They've been more successful than just seven teams, which is crazy in a league with all the parity the NFL has.
Right.
That used to be praised because it was just good enough. That's not the case anymore. The standard is a lot higher. The evaluation process is a lot higher. And I like what we got going on right now around here. Landry Locker, go ahead.
Sorry. No, I would say I agree with that part.
Yeah, you're a smart man, John Lopez.
That part.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. We got some breaking news about your Houston Astros. A lot of Astros fans are going to be upset about it, but the OG John Lopez has that goatee smirk going. We'll tell you why next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.